It is getting underway, the Blackberry Festival in Sutherland. Dwayne Waller, a big organizer of this. Dwayne, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
We are doing good. Talk about what's happening. I'm sure it's busy out there getting ready, and I see a long list of things. Tell us about it.
Well, we're starting off early this morning. We're already setting up in the park. We're getting ready for the drive-in movie this afternoon. We have a poker run that starts earlier this morning, so if you're going to be out there with your classic car, get in the poker run and make the run around Douglas County, and then back to the swap meet, and then at 5 o'clock we have a drive-in movie here in the park for classic cars, and if we're showing the movie Grease, so we need to put that out there.
Wow, I haven't seen that one in a long time. People should be excited to see that and come out and take a look at the cars.
Well, it should be a good show. We're doing everything we can make this a good time. We've got several of our food vendors have already showed up. We've got craft booths that are coming in. We're about as busy as a group can get right now.
So that is all going on today. The schedule is very intense tomorrow with a lot of things. Why don't you run through the list on Saturday?
Okay, we've got a car show starts at 6 o'clock in the morning. We've got a mud volleyball tournament. We've got BMX. And we have a cruise tomorrow night. Now, we have a Blackberry cook-off here in the park as well on Saturday. So somebody could enter that. We even have karaoke in the community building.
Now, is it too late to get signed up for, like, the cooking contest, or do you just show up?
Just show up. You don't have to pre-register. You just show up and enter the cooking contest.
All right, so that is going on. Now, does it have to be, I imagine, something Blackberry related though, right?
On Saturday, yes. On Sunday, we have a chili cook-off, so you could bring your chili on Sunday. It doesn't have to be a Blackberry cobbler. You could make a Blackberry marinade and put it on a steak. That would work. So there's many different categories for Blackberries.
All right. A lot of good ideas there. Talk about other things on Saturday.
Boy, let's see. There's a lot of stuff going on. I don't know if I can remember it all. I don't have a brochure in my hand.
Well, actually talk about the cruise. There's sure a lot of interest in that for Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. So our cruise is run by the Lions Club in Woodstock, and they are a couple of nonprofits here in town that have more people on staff than we do, so we took and drafted them to come in and take the cruise. So they're going to run the cruise from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock, and hopefully people can come out and enjoy the cruise. If you want to be in the cruise, you can be in the car show with any vehicle and get in the cruise. But if you're not in the car show, then the vehicle has to be 1975 and older. And the entry for the cruise is a $5 entry fee. If you enter the car show, your entry is paid into the cruise.
And I see along the way here, there's also, I guess this is, maybe I'm jumping ahead to Sunday, you've got a motorcycle show too.
We do. There was a bunch of guys down in Rogue Valley were thinking about coming up. So if the old guard from Rogue Valley would show up, it'd be really neat. Probably they have 200 or 300 members. So if they come, it'll be a good show. We'll take any motorcycle in our show. We are not picky. We're not particular. We may not have the most classes, but we have a lot of fun. So this weekend is about having fun.
Yeah, definitely. I see a pet pie-eating contest on the list. Tell us about that.
The pet pie-eating contest is something that Woodstock brought in. And it basically, if you have a dog and you wanted to enter the contest, you bring your dog in and get registered, and Good Dog Treats, the bakery out of, I believe, Winston, makes pies for the dogs. So the dog, well, whoever's dog can eat the fastest wins. So it should be a good time.
And
we have a diaper derby, too. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I was just going to ask about that. How does that work?
Well, as with any classic diaper derby, if you have a child that's not walking, they can enter. If the child stands up and starts walking during the diaper derby, they disqualify themselves, but it's the first kid to the finish line.
All right, one of those great classic events. And as well, I see mud races. Tell me about that.
We have side-by-side mud drags. It's a 300-foot track. We've got a couple of big boys coming, which is one of them is our representative, Virgil Osborne. He'll be here with the Coca-Cola Jeep. And another guy is John Priest, and he'll be down here with a blown Hemi. And hopefully we can keep him safe and let him go fast. It ought to be a good time watching those. And that's just a couple of vehicles. We should have around 70 vehicles to watch.
Wow. Other things that are happening on Sunday, I see a swap meet and craft boosts. That's going on for much of the day.
Well, now that goes on. It started yesterday at swap meet. They loaded in yesterday. They're still loading in today. The swap meet will go all weekend, so Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And they should be selling stuff left and right, hand over fist down there on Comstock.
Wow.
Now, if you wanted to come in and go to the car show, you could come in on Saturday morning, park your car in the car show. If you don't have anything to do for a couple hours, you can get on a bus. And you can take a ride over to the swap meet, shop a little bit, get back on the bus, and ride back. So we have a bus service on Saturday only from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock.
And
for anybody that wants to get on the bus and ride across town.
And a great idea there. Also, you've got a car. Talk about the Mustang.
We have a 1968 Mustang coupe. It's got a brand new motor. It's got a whole bunch of improvements done to it, and by no means is it absolutely finished. But it is a nice car, and we are raffling that car off. The tickets are $5 a piece, and you got to have a ticket if you want to win.
All right, Sutherland Blackberry Festival now through Sunday. Anything else people ought to know?
The car will be raffled off at 5 o'clock on Sunday, and it doesn't matter where that person is or where they bought their ticket. If their ticket gets pulled, we will raffle it, or we will give that car to that person.
All right, perfect. A fun event in Sutherland. I know you've got a lot of work ahead today, so folks can come out today, Saturday, Sunday, or any of the three that work and check things out there.
All right. We'll see you when you guys get here. We'd love to have you.
All right, great. Dwayne Waller there, and on the Morning Report, it's 8:39.